We have a new sponsor to tell you about. We hope you support them. If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. There's no excuse not to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Sportsman Steel Safes. Visit Sportsman Steel Safes. They support Armed American Radio. Man, we need to support them. If you're in the market for a safe or you don't have one and you've been thinking about it, call my friend Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe at 888-681-4140. 888-681-4140. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener, and he will work up a special deal for you on the spot. And make sure to visit Sportsman Steel Safe at SportsmanSteelSafes.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Again, if you're an Armed American Radio listener, they will provide special pricing specifically for you. Tell them you listen to the show. See you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Coast to coast, your doctor has written you a 3-hour dose of Armed American Radio every week right here. And you'll hear things on this program that the mainstream media will never tell you, like the killer in California used a machete and a knife to murder three people before he used his evil gun. The gun was evil, according to the father of one of the victims, not the murderer, not that I've heard him say yet. If I'm wrong, send me the tape. I'll be more than happy to correct myself. But I've been blamed for the death of his son in California. You've been blamed for the death of his son in California. That's what happens when you blame the NRA. 5 million of us have been blamed. Politicians have been blamed. But evil hasn't been blamed. I'll take this opportunity to remind you again right now that evil exists. It cannot be legislated away. We cannot wish it into the cornfield. If we deny its existence, it prevails. And we are complicit in its acts when we are in denial. It's that simple. Bad people exist among us. We cannot stop them, try as we might. We do not yet have that power. The laws on the books in California are read as a wish list for the rest of the nation to the anti-gun crowd. And guess what? They don't work. Because gun control and their wish list is a lie. Plain and simple, it's a lie. 10-round magazines? Make it 5. Wouldn't have stopped him. .30-round magazines weren't present. The evil AR-15. Wasn't there. And if it was, because he passed all of California's stringent background checks, the ones they wish upon you to stop crimes like that, that don't stop crimes like that, it wouldn't have mattered. No matter what gun was on the California compliant list, it wouldn't have made a difference. Because evil had planned its actions. We now know years in advance. Contacts with police officers did nothing. Roommates now apologizing for knowing. And we hear this, don't we? We hear this. We hear this every single time. I knew there was something wrong with him. I knew it.
knew it. There are pundits out there blaming white males. It's evil. But we have roommates coming forward now. I knew it. I knew it. I'm sorry I didn't do anything to stop it. I could have stopped it. No. You couldn't have stopped it. He wouldn't have allowed you to stop it. He was smarter than you. Because he had something you didn't. He had knowledge of what he was going to do. You didn't. Monday morning quarterbacking isn't going to work in a situation like this. And it won't work the next time it happens. And guess what? Sadly, it will happen again. And no gun control law will stop it. None. Not one. There isn't a gun control law on the books that will stop it. I love reading the comments under the stories that you read in various left-wing publications, which is basically any Huffington Post. Go to read the Huffington Post, ABC News Online, MSDNC Online, CBS, any of them. Fox News, CNN, go anywhere and read the comments underneath it. And the true agenda of the gun ban crowd manifests itself in these comments. The anonymity of the internet is incredible and produces sometimes the true feelings of those who would want to take away your freedoms. Because the actual gun ban agenda itself manifests itself through these comments and through the anonymity of the Gmail account the individual used to sign up. And some of those comments, enlightening and entertaining as many of them are to read, are very serious because their agenda, which is total ban, outright ban, is exposed. And I'll paraphrase a few of them that I read where, and of course they get very nasty. Anybody that defends gun rights becomes the idiot. They get personal with you. Well, fine, no big deal. I couldn't care less about any of that. And I don't comment on any of those sites. I just go through and read them. But when the true gun ban agenda itself becomes exposed, and you hear things such as, when guns are taken away, there are no gun crimes, you moron. Well, certainly. And when your cars are taken away, there are no car accidents, you moron. When swimming pools are outlawed, no children will drown in swimming pools, you ass. And on and on and on. Ban, 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 ban. This is the mental midget of the individual who has failed to accept that evil, in fact, is real. That it exists. This is the mental midget that believes the phony gun-free zone sign. This is the mental midget of the county commissioner or the council member who I witnessed here in Georgia. I can't even tell you how many councils around the area, now that the Guns Everywhere bill has been signed into a law and goes into effect in 1 month from today, in fact, who are now all of a sudden worried about their security. They weren't worried about their security before the bill was signed, but they are now that law-abiding citizens are able to take a firearm with them into a building that provides no security. But they weren't prior to you, as a law-abiding citizen, being able to protect yourself. As if somehow the no-gun sign warded off evil. this is at the crux of the lie of gun control. The no gun sign is a lie. One of the council members in a local Atlanta city council surrounding one of the counties surrounding the town said, these meetings get heated. Most people who come to them are already upset. This is not the place to be bringing a firearm after July 1st. As if the individual who was upset about the local town council doing whatever they did as a countywide homeowners association that ticked him off anyway, wasn't going to do what he was going to do because there was a sign on the door. Now they're worried. These are people who believed the no gun signs. These are the people who believe that if you take it away, somehow humans will be nice to each other. Let me educate you. Humans have been killing each other, slaughtering each other, since the dawn of man. Rocks, sticks. A no rock sign wouldn't have worked. When we come back, we'll talk with David Kodria, George Hill, the Mad Ogre. We'll get some commentary from them. Armed American Radio continues. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be back right after this.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple. IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. Great to have you here. I'm enjoying chatting with you about the lie that is gun control. An important discussion as it makes its way back into the mainstream media again, because the lie is manifesting itself in many different ways. And as I mentioned in my opening segment, it comes from those who fail to believe or fail to realize in any way that evil is in fact real, that bad people exist among us, and that bad people do bad things. And if you don't believe me, read what the psychopath wrote. By the way, I've written 2 books. I'm working on a third and a fourth and a fifth. I'll get to them eventually. But I know the word count and the 140 pages he wrote. I know how long it takes to do that from personal experience, and so does my next guest, David Kodria. David, welcome to the show.
Mark, always great to be here. Thank you.
To write 140 pages isn't something you do in a week to turn into your science professor or your English literature teacher, is it, David?
Well, you know, writing, there are a lot of people who try it, but the great maxim is write what you know. And so often, things that I see are things that people may passionately believe in and may feel, but the actual knowledge that comes with it, you know, that like you have to put together to write a book, like the last one that you did with Rob Pincus, requires a bit of real-world experience, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I know, as you do too, you write for a living as well, and you understand. I'll give you an example. The latest Concealed Carry magazine issue is out. I've got it here in front of me. If you have time, we'll cover a couple stories. But my column, One to the Head, runs about 800 to 1,000 words, David. Uh-huh. And I know how long it takes me to knock that column out when I get the proverbial, hey, dude, email from the editors. You're a day behind. I need your column. Okay? It takes an awful lot of forethought and research to put down 800 to 1,000 words, let alone 140 pages in tens of thousands of words, which the psychopath in California did. And the point that I'm trying to get across when we talk about evil existing and the failure of those to believe in its existence and to understand and accept that there are bad people among us who do bad things, need only look at the video and watch it over and not just that, go to the YouTube channel, watch all of the videos, they're quite disturbing, and read the quote-unquote manifesto that he left, David. If this doesn't awaken you to the fact that evil is real, I don't know what else does. But I think this is a very important discussion as this makes its way again back into the lexicon in America with the anti-gunners, and here we go again and again and again. It's time the truth is told.
I will give him credit. He was writing what he knew, which is his own twisted, sick, evil mind. And you've done something I've noticed this segment that I approve of wholeheartedly. You refer to him as the psychopath and as the killer, and you don't name him because, as we both know, What they're after is immortality through their notoriety.
I did mention him in the previous hour. I caught myself with that during some other discussions. I attempt not to do that. I've never mentioned Newtown and others. I've never mentioned Aurora and so forth, because that is what they're after. They're after that notoriety. That's what helps evil flourish. David, am I wrong in my assessment if I say to you now that if we stopped all coverage, not we here, because we cover it from a different angle, we respond to the incessant media coverage, this almost, let me just leave it here. We respond to their coverage, to the mainstream media coverage, because we have to.
Yeah, Mark, this was, I'm sorry to say it, because it truly does reflect on the sorry state of what Joe Biden calls legitimate news media in this country, the people to help them enact gun control. But this falls right in line with what they count on so that they can continue with their blood dancing. And so you notice how many stories in the mainstream media refer to him not as the knifer, not as the car rammer, but as the gunman.
Right.
Okay, what's the point they're trying to make, of course? And the point they're trying to make is California, with all of its draconian gun laws, and this guy went through the Brady wish list, okay? He went through waiting periods.
Oh, he did.
He went through registration. He went through background checks. He went through everything. And the fact that they're still screaming, not one more, and they won't flesh that out because, as you know, as I know, as Armed American Radio listeners know, what they really want is what the founder of the Brady campaign, Nelson Pete Shields, back when it was the National Campaign to Ban Handguns,
that's right,
revealed in a New Yorker interview back in 1976 when he talked about all the incremental plans that they had to get to it, and they were willing to play that long game, but the end game was the total ban.
Well, it's outright confiscation. We know that to be the case. We've covered it here many times. I think this conversation is important. I want to go back to my original question, and that is, am I right in my assessment that if the mainstream media stops this incessant coverage of these evil psychopathic monsters, that we would see a reduction in this type of crime?
You might see a reduction in it, Mark, but it's not the complete equation. And, of course, the complete equation entails so-called gun-free zones, which the city of Santa Barbara, with the amount of permits that have been permitted by the sheriff as opposed to the population, the adult population that would be eligible for it, has rendered Santa Barbara essentially a gun-free zone in every public area.
In the sense that there is such thing as a gun-free zone, because in reality there is no such thing as a gun-free zone.
Sure, of course not. And but I guess the point that I was trying to make is that it's fine and good to say that if the media tones down its coverage and stops glorifying it, and in a way, you know, something like this happens, it's going to be reported, and it's going to be reported far and wide, particularly with the agenda that we see the media has. But by the same token, and I mean, you've talked immeasurable times about Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman and his Bulletproof Mind series, and so that, you know, we have to differentiate between cause and effect, and in fact, as long as areas exist where people are rendered defenseless, there will be evil people who take advantage of that.
Yeah, evil is real, ladies and gentlemen. You went right back. We went full circle to where I started the opening segment of this hour. And I think it's very important that people realize and that they hear it over and over and over again and are reminded of the fact that there are bad people. You know, I go back to some of those, I'm still fascinated by the prison documentaries. Go back and watch some of the, Hard Time, and some of these programs on National Geographic, and listen to some of these criminals being interviewed. And they'll tell you what their cellmates, their cellies, are capable of doing. There are people who will kill you, who will take your life in the most heinous, vicious, violent ways, who have absolutely no fear of it at all and will show no remorse. None. Evil is real. Bad people exist. Bad people do bad things, and it can happen to you. The conversation continues after this.
even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and Kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a Kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster studios. A pleasure to be with you today. I'm enjoying the conversation. And I have two very close friends of mine, regular contributors to this broadcast, whose opinions I value very much. David Codry up in Hudson, Ohio. David, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully, Mark. I'm actually sitting outside next to the fire pit. Now, there's one cigar I have not lit up because you and I are going to share that one over a private phone conversation. But we're outside. The fire is wonderful. The weather is wonderful. And if you hear the mournful call of a train in the background, it's just, you know, I'm outside, man.
Sounds like where I laid my head down to sleep at old Bill Cannon's at Texas Barbecue his ranch out there in Richmond, Texas. It was beautiful. And people were listening to the first thing and say, who? He said two. That's because the Mad Ogre joins us right now. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, how are you, my friend?
Magical. It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
I got a funny story for you guys. I told it in the last hour, and I have to tell it now. Houston, you're going to love this. You'll hear it again in the next hour, but that's okay because it's worthy. And guys, my neighborhood had a neighborhood community garage sale event over the weekend. You know, where they advertise it, and you can put your stuff out and sell. And there's that train. It's yeah. You know what that sounded like? It sounded like a plaintive wail. What trial does that remind you of? The plaintive wail. Remember that?
You lost me.
The O.J. Simpson trial. Remember the guy with he heard the plaintive wail of the dog? You know. Anyway, we had this neighborhood sale, and I had a few things to put out. One of them, George, and David, you've actually eaten off of this grill, was my Weber Performer. 22.5-inch Weber with the tabletop and the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I put that out to sell because I have too many other Webers. And really, I want to get another one. So I sold it to a guy pulled up in a Prius.
No.
He got out and he bought it. And I said, man, you're not going to be able to get that in the Prius. He said, no, it's okay. I got a pickup. I'm coming back. I'll come back and get it with my truck. Can you just leave it over the side? I said, I love you. Yes.
Nice.
So, David, I may have to rethink the Prius. Have we lost David, by the way?
No, I'm still here. I'm just trying to imagine doing tailgating, grilling while armed off the back of a Prius here.
Well, of course, it wouldn't fit because it's on wheels and has a table, but I got the biggest kick when I saw that pull up. I laughed out loud, and I thought, boy, if this guy only knew. If he only knew. But he got the deal of a lifetime because I sold it to him for $35, and I said, let me tell you something. Some championship food has come off of that grill, but anyway.
I'm trying to think, what food would would be appropriate for a Prius owner on a grill? I'm thinking some sort of fake chicken nugget.
No, George, you see, you weren't listening previously, so I believe
have a truck, but he owns a Prius.
Larry Pratt said he probably cooked something great, but put a piece of arugula over the top of it. So you have to go back and listen to that previous hour. It was fun stuff. We had a good time with it. I want to go back now to let's get serious about this California, this evil and psychopath who murdered six people, and the media is all too willing to put me and you, gun owners, law-abiding citizens, 100 plus million, almost half of the adult American population, on the hook for the actions of this scumbag. Albuquerque Journal, an opinion column written in by a Miranda Viscoli, Santa Fe resident, entitled, and they titled it, Be Present Loud and Clear in Gun Safety Debate. And I'll read some. Not one more. The father of Chris Martinez, the young student whose life was ended by a gunshot wound in the Santa Barbara mass shooting, said to the press in an emotional speech regarding the tragedy, when will this insanity stop? Too many have died. We should say to ourselves, not one more. He ended the speech blaming the NRA and irresponsible politicians for the massacre. David, she continues, there have been 72 school shootings in the 17 months since Sandy Hook. How many children have to die before the gun lobby grows a conscience? I'll start with that one. 72 school shootings in the 17 months since Sandy Hook. John Lott was on this program last week and completely debunked that myth, didn't he?
And, you know, shootings in gun-free zones again, so-called gun-free zones, weren't they?
Yeah, and they're lumping into that, as John pointed out, and as a commenter on this did an outstanding job in pointing out the lies and the myths of this individual's who clearly didn't do any research on this but was just parroting the lies, because this is what I'm talking about. These are the lies that come from the gun control crowd every single day. And you have a writer to the Albuquerque Journal who just parroted these and clearly didn't do any research. There have not been 72 school shootings in the 17 months since Sandy Hook. They're including into that suicides on school grounds or near school grounds. They're including gang shootings and violence that occurred on or near school property. George, the lie continues. I'll go on. Like the cigarette industry before them, they seem willing to do anything or make any argument to keep gun sales growing. They threaten and intimidate elected officials who support even the most basic gun violence prevention laws, then orchestrate recall votes when legislators stand their ground. Of course, a reference to Colorado. David, how many more laws does California need, as we pointed out in the earlier segment, that would have stopped this madman? Help me here.
Well, that's what they can't put their finger on, and they won't put their finger on, because they intend to parrot talking points, and you can find the same talking points, put them into a search engine, and you'll find the same talking points in any number of mainstream newspapers. And what their plan is to appeal to emotions, to get people saying slogans that mean nothing, like not one more, but not be able to define it. As we know, what they really want is they want universal disarmament of Americans.
The gun lobby knows, George. Take this one, George. The gun lobby knows that time is not on its side, as the facts of escalating gun violence beat a bloody path to the bank accounts, and then, get this, to the NRA, many of whom, referring to the board members of the NRA, many of whom are high-ranking gun company executives. George? 87%.
Here's the thing. This guy also ran people over with his car, from what I understand. He hurt people with his car. Don't we have rules and regulations on the use of motor vehicles? So how come these people are not blaming the DMV for these injuries?
Because they don't like guns, but they need their cars. Now, listen. Referring to the board members at the National Rifle Association, a responder in the comments section, a gentleman by the name of Spencer Carpenter, the anonymity of the internet, responded to this brilliantly. And regarding that particular NRA board member, high-ranking executives of gun companies, wrote the following, simply false. I looked through their published bios and couldn't find a single NRA director who was an employee of a firearms manufacturer. I won't say I didn't miss one, but even Mother Jones magazine says the directors are... Continuing, 87% are men, 93% are white, 25% are current or former federal, state, or local lawmakers or officials, 22% are current or former law enforcement officers, 30% are current or former members of the military, 24% are lawyers, 12% are entertainers or athletes, 64% are hunters, 71% are sport or competition or competitive shooters. David, the lie, now they're taking the lie to the boardroom. These facts are easy to find at the NRA website. They don't do the research. They don't care, do they?
Well, but what they want to do is they just want to plant that surface meme in people's minds and get everyone else repeating that. So it doesn't matter if it's true or not, because they have planted the seed, and they're sure from that something will grow.
That's the essence. That's the basic, George, of propaganda.
Yeah, pretty much. You just have to keep repeating the lie.
Repeat the lie. And how does it go? How does it go? Lie. Control the media, control the message, control the message, control the masses. Lie after lie after lie becomes the truth. The truth doesn't matter to these people. Again, basic equation. There are bad people on earth. Bad people do bad things. We will be powerless to stop it. The best we can do is acknowledge its existence and prepare to defend against it. Armed American Radio, we'll be right back.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, IRFnews.com, and I have teamed up to bring you the new IRF News video blog. Each week, we will have reporters, political candidates, and much, much more. Each week, we will bring you stories that you are not getting from the mainstream media. All conservative news in one place. All you need to do is go to IRFnews.com. It's quite simple. Go to IRFnews.com for up-to-date conservative news. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I'm sitting here during the break, thumbing through Concealed Carry magazine. I just got the issue on Saturday. Just got to my place on Saturday, and it is unbelievable. The stories in here are just incredible. If you don't have Concealed Carry magazine, I don't know what you're waiting for, but you can pick up a copy yourself at getconcealedcarrymag.com. Getconcealedcarrymag.com. It's what's on the inside that matters. It is literally, ladies and gentlemen, the most in-depth publication on everything concealed carry, recognized as the best available. And believe me, they're all good. I love them all. Guns and Ammo and Guns Mag and I mean, all of them, whichever ones you see on your grocery store shelves. And this one has them all beat, but you can't pick it up on the store shelves. You've got to subscribe to it. Spring Cleaning, Keep It Real, Observe and Report, Long Shots, Go the Distance, Lasers, Pinpoint Power, Tactical Response, The Fighting Pistol, Carjacked, Prepare and Survive, Never Stop Training, Mindset, Gear, Tactics. That's just the cover. That's just the cover. And then, of course, if you start, like you should be, if you have the magazine, you start at the back page. That's my column, One to the Head. That drives certain people crazy, One to the Head. And this guy's just, again, he's a wacko. It's about making you non-thinkers think, the One to the Head, metaphorically speaking. David Kodria, welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
Always great to be here, Mark. And hi, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing wonderful.
George Hill, the Mad Ogre.
Go get some ribs.
Hey, David, you've got let's give you some mic time here, then we'll move over to George. Your columns, what's on your mind at davidkodria.com. What do people need to know?
Oh, my goodness, Mark. I work on so many different issues at so many different times, it's hard to even keep up with it. One of the things that I'm working on right now is a letter to the Attorney General of the state of Ohio, basically cautioning him that I've told his past two predecessors about cops not having the proper attitude towards open carriers in Ohio, to the point of a couple of them were joking about killing them. And I've recommended that he do some training and use the benefit of his office to contact the police chiefs and the sheriffs in the state, the highway patrol, and make certain that the law is understood by all rank-and-file police officers. And maybe a way to safeguard that would be to have them sign a little sheet of paper, just like they do with sexual harassment training, and put that in their personnel jacket. And if he just took this very simple step of writing a letter and making that instruction, he could save the state of Ohio a lot of liability and save a lot of grief from somebody who might run into an officer who doesn't understand the law and thinks that it's appropriate to joke about killing citizens.
You know, that's a great point, Dave, and I'll make this very clear. Ohio has had open carry for many, many, many years. Most people didn't know about it. It wasn't on the forefront. I know people who have openly carried in Ohio for many, many years. In some small communities, police officers were aware of it. But it is incumbent upon law enforcement to know the law, David.
Yeah, and to not prone somebody out and be yelling at them and cussing at them and disrespecting them when the person is respectfully trying to explain the law back.
You know, some of the most egregious violations of this from law enforcement caught on tape resulted in a firing just about, I believe it was about a year ago. Time flies. I may be off. May have been 2 years ago. On a just a benign traffic stop when the individual was lawfully carrying a firearm, was trying to follow Ohio law and notify the officer that he was, in fact, lawfully carrying a concealed weapon and had a license, and was cut off by the officer each and every time when it became clear that the individual had a firearm on him. When the officer spotted it, when the individual was reaching it, it wound up in a YouTube fiasco that went viral, and this cop did just about everything you described, with the exception of putting the guy in the hospital, David.
Yeah, and as I understand it, I'm tangentially familiar with that story, and I believe that the officer was first let go and then had to be reinstated. So the fact that people like this are out there with those types of attitudes, this is why, you know, I have always taken the approach that, you know what, when I'm stopped by a law enforcement officer, I'm going to be polite, I'm going to be compliant, and if I have a grievance, I'm not going to bring that to the fore until after the fact.
Yeah, and that's great advice, and I want to make it very clear. Nobody's bashing police officers. 99.999% of them do an amazing, amazing job and support your right to carry. But, you know, from time to time, you're going to run into a bad apple. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you are former law enforcement. Your advice?
You know, I absolutely agree. Don't argue with the officer on the street. That's not the place for it. Go ahead and schedule a court date and argue it in court when you're not in a situation where it could go all kinds of sideways.
All right, you're going to catch a lot of flack for the statement that you just made. You do know that, right?
Maybe so, but you know what? Things can get out of hand out on the street. That's not the place to argue with police.
Okay, and I'm not going to disagree with you because you and I have had many, many, many conversations about this. We don't have enough time. There are too many examples to go into here, and just simply not enough time. But I know what you're talking about. However, there are individuals out there who might not know and are thinking to myself, no. I'm not going to allow abuses of the law, and I'm not going to allow someone to violate my constitutional rights at that moment in time. And so want to caution you that there's just not enough time to go into the too many examples of what we're talking about, right, George?
That's very true.
Absolutely. But your overall advice is do not escalate a situation when there is a firearm involved and someone who might not be aware of the law, even if that person is in fact a law enforcement officer. David, you agree?
I'm just kind of enjoying the conversation, Mark, and the prospect of you warning George that he's going to catch flack. There's one guy who is not afraid of catching flack. It's got to be the Mad Ogre, man.
And you got to love that nickname, the Mad Ogre. We've had this conversation with Rob Pincus many, many, many times, and the reason I warned George that he'd catch some flack on that is because we've covered many, many cases on this program. George, what is it, the Madison 5 up in Wisconsin? And the famous open carry that made a lot of national news, not just news. Say again.
We've got the famous open carry Texas group.
Yeah, you know, we discussed that in earlier segments. That group has backed off. Its tactics.
The organization has, but has the members yet, though?
That's well, you know, they were at a an open carry event in, you know, at a rally at a Home Depot just over the past couple of days. Moms Demand Action had protesters out there this time, according to media. They were met with protesters. There were four of them there, a mother, father, and two children holding signs, and that got a lot of media attention, even though there were 200 peaceable people there violating no laws. But the Moms Demand Action group is now using that and the Home Depot as a backdrop to begin to try to force Home Depot. And I believe they'll fail on Home Depot. Home Depot's corporate offices happen to be right down the street here, and I know people in management positions there. I just don't think it's going to be an issue.
Here's my prediction. Texas is going to ban open carry of rifles. They're going to add that to the list.
You know, David, it could happen. I don't think so. It's Texas. It's not California. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every single week here on Armed American Radio. Thanks for being here with us. I enjoyed the conversation. George, we'll see you next week. David Kodria, we'll see you next week. DavidKodria.com for more from him, and MadOgre.com for more from George. I tell you every week, I'll tell you now, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.